It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? Dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom. I appreciate your introduction today, and thank you so much. Those of you that are here on this Wednesday, November the 19th, 2014, welcome to BPN Radio, everybody, your 24-hour internet prayer station, being heard on computers and smartphones, iPhones, cell phones, and on your car radio. And if you want to know more information about BPN Radio, then you can go to bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. If you have a prayer request, you can submit your prayer request, and we'll go to our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and then on to our prayer team will be praying for you for the next 7 days. We believe the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And God spoke to me several months ago and said, I want you to have a prayer network 24 hours a day. And so we're here to pray. We're praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. We're praying for this nation. We're praying for cities. And we're praying for you. And today, I just know the Holy Spirit has told me to pray for people that are listening to this broadcast on this Wednesday. And I just know that there are people that are listening out there today that you don't know what to do next. You don't know exactly what your call is in life. You've not found your place. And so I'm going to pray for you today. I'm going to pray for those of you that need prayer, those of you that need healing, those that need restoration for your marriage, those who are having problems with your children, those who are discontent on your job, or you're looking for a job, or you know that you're qualified for a better job. I don't know what it might be. I just know the Holy Spirit has spoke to me that I'm to pray for you today. And so would you set your heart to pray with me? And let's just set ourselves in agreement. Before I begin to pray for individuals, we just say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, we acknowledge you today that you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father. We're your son, daughter. And we ask you to forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us. We ask, God, that you lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Pray your hedge of protection over us and our families throughout this day and night and morning. We ask, God, that you assign guardian angels to encamp around about us. Keep us from all harm. Keep us safe as a family. Keep us safe in our cities. Keep us safe in our nation today. I pray, Lord, for the cities and nations outside of America that are praying with us today. Even though we may not be praying for their nation, they know that as America goes, so goes the world. And so we are in critical condition in America. Our walls have been broken down. Our gates have been burned with fire, as it was in the days of Nehemiah. And so we know that our nation is destitute. We're in trouble. We're a backslidden nation. And God, we ask you to forgive us for the sins of our nation, for our perjury, and forgive us, Lord, for our idolatry, and forgive us for our perversion. We've lost our moral compass, and we repent today for our sins and the sins of our nation. And we pray this morning, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, your will be done in our lives today. Your will be done. We need you, God. We desperately need you. The will of God be done in our nation. The will of God be done in our city. The will of God be done in our families. And the will of God be done in our lives. We just take a few moments while our friend Courtney Vandiver plays. Would you just spend a little time asking the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. Prepare your heart, because I want to pray for you in just a moment. Father, I just set myself in agreement with these people today that are praying with me here on BPN Radio, our 24-hour internet prayer station. I pray the will of God be done in their lives today. whatever they may be going through, whatever may be happening in their lives. And first of all, I want to pray for those of you today that just do not have direction for your life. You just say, I don't know really what I'm supposed to be doing in life. Maybe you go to work every day unfulfilled, and you're saying, I'm not standing in the right place. I heard Glenn Beck, the host of The Blaze, not long ago, say that when he was working for Fox Radio, that a voice said to him, "You're standing in the wrong place." And so the voice instructed him to move to Dallas and start pioneering a new program. And then he recently heard the voice say again, "You're standing in the wrong place." And so he said, I'm making plans to make this transition. And there may be that voice that is saying to you, the voice of the Holy Spirit may be saying to you today, "You're standing in the wrong place." And we know that there are three different people groups in this land. Those are the one people group is called the museum keepers. And museum keepers are people that live in the past. They're always talking about the past. And the major part of their conversation is about what used to happen, what the good old days, even though they had to walk 4 miles to school in the snow. They call it the good old days, when they maybe did not have a television, or they had to listen to transistor radio. I don't know. They call those things the good old days, but they're always talking about the past, and some people live there. Maybe they don't even have good memories of the past. They talk about what could have been, might have been, should have been. And then we have the settlers. The second group is the settlers, and they're just content. And I'm certainly not being critical of settlers. A 9-to-5 job, or working 50 weeks with a 2-week vacation, having some retirement, they're settlers. But there's another group, and I want to talk to this group for just a moment today, and that's the pioneer group. And the pioneers are people that know there's more to life than what they're living, more to do than what they're doing, more to say than what they're saying, more places to go than where they're going, and more opportunities than what they have. And there's just in these settlers, there's a restlessness, and there's some type of maybe anxiety in their heart to know, "Oh God, there is a place for me out there." And so I set myself in agreement, and I'm going to ask other people to set themselves in agreement with me today. You're on BPN Radio. I set myself in agreement with you that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life, and that God will set up divine appointments and divine connections for you. Would you just set yourself in agreement with me right now? There's a longing, yearning in your heart. And so I just pray for you. And it may be that you may be very successful in life. It may appear that everything is going your way, and that you have been blessed. But there is this deep, deep emotion, passion down deep in your heart. You know, your physical heart is located there in your chest, but your spiritual heart is located in your belly. Jesus said on that great day of the feast, "Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." If you're thirsty, you said, "Is anybody thirsty?" That thirsty was a yearning. That was not a physical thirst. That was a spiritual thirst. And that's what Jesus said to the woman at the well. If you drink this water, you're going to thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I give you, you will never, ever thirst again. And he was talking about spiritual things. We're talking about spiritual things here today on BPN Radio on this Wednesday. So I pray for you. I pray the will of God be done in your life. And I just sense, as I do some prophetic praying today, I just sense that you will never, ever do or fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life unless you are willing to take some risk. Peter had this deep passion, sensation in his belly to walk on water. And he said, Lord, let me come. And Jesus said, well, come on. And we know we focus, emphasize a lot about him taking his eyes off of Jesus. But he was the only one that got out of the boat. So sometimes there are risks in life. You have to take some risk in life. That doesn't mean that you just do a bunch of foolish things, because I believe that in the multitude of counselors there is safety, and it's good to go and visit with your pastor and share with your pastor what is in your heart, and maybe your family members, maybe your father, your mother, maybe your grandfather, grandmother, somebody in your life, and to get counsel. But in the end, it may be that you will have to get out of the boat, take that risk, that you will have to get away from the shoreline to do some things that are in your heart. And you may say, well, what if I fail? Yeah, but what if you don't? What if you don't fail? What if you make it? And, you know, the Bible says, a wise person, a person of God, will fall down, get up seven times again. So there's always an opportunity to do it again, do it again, do it again. But, you know, it's one of the saddest things I know in life is people to go through their lives and never, ever do what really is in their heart. I had a brother-in-law that died when he was 36 years old of a heart attack. He worked for an energy company, an oil company, but he hated going to work. He hated it. What he wanted to really do was to be an auctioneer, but he thought, you know, what if I start my own company and fail? And I really want to be an auctioneer. I'd like to go to auctioneer school and auction products and start my own business. But he was afraid to do it. So he opted out. He opted out for his comfort zone. He opted out to being a settler when actually in his heart, he wanted to be a pioneer. So he died when he was 36. He never fulfilled the passion that was in his heart. So I pray for you. Father, I pray for people that are praying with me today on this Wednesday on BPN Radio. I just pray, Lord, they just have this passion in their heart to do more for you. They may not even know exactly what it is, but Lord, I know that you have secrets, but you said in your word that secrets belong unto us. And that's called revelation. You desire to reveal those secrets to us, O God. And you do that in prayer. You do that when we pray. I just pray right now, Lord, for people that really don't know exactly what you have for them, but there's this deep passion in their heart. And I just declare right now that you desire to speak to them and show them exactly what you have for their lives. And so we just pray right now as we wait upon you. Here's my friend from England. His name is Martin Smith, and he's gonna sing. We're gonna wait upon the Lord for a little while.
If faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation. We're waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. Still you know my heart, the author of salvation. You've loved me from the start. Waiting here for you. With our hands lifted high.
Waiting for you today, waiting in your presence, because we need you. We need to hear your voice. We just know in our ears, it's you, Lord.
we adore, singing Alleluia.
My good friend Martin Smith from England, and beloved Martin and Anna Smith, at one time they provided us a place to live next to them in England, Rustington, England. We appreciate that. We'll never forget that. So here we are praying today, waiting on the Lord, asking God. I'm praying for you today, asking God to give you revelation, give you an encounter. You know, the thing that really happened to me in 1966 is I had a personal revival. You say, what do you mean by that? I meant that as I began to hear the voice of the Lord to come and pray, and I began to spend time with Him, I began to have encounters with the Lord. And over the years, I've just had incredible encounters with God. And some of those encounters, would be quite unexplainable. But they were quite magnificent. You know, there's a friend of mine who he's not a man given to unusual things, but he told me that recently he had such an encounter with God. He said, I've never felt an anointing as powerful, overwhelming, and debilitating. He said it was the most incredible experience that he's ever had, apart from his salvation. He said the guys thought I was having a heart attack around me. He said, I went with it. He said, I had no idea what happened. He said, my vision was restricted. I was certainly in an altered state. It took me several hours to adjust. And he said, I was still tired 2 days later. I was also seeing angels, getting their names, having visions of different situations in the Middle East, that God was somehow reaching, calling those engaged in them. He said it was so intense. He said, from my angle, there was no run-up. It came out of the blue. He said, I was just in worship, making myself available. And the word came to me accompanied by with full-on indigestion, which didn't go until after I delivered it. He said, and then he just began to share some incredible things that happened to him in his encounter. And so I just pray for you today that you may have an encounter which would be an incredible supernatural encounter with God. That's what Saul of Tarsus, who later became Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, he had an encounter with Jesus. Amazing. I've had some encounters, and I pray that you'll have an encounter. But I most of all pray that you will find the will, plan, and purpose of God for your life. Come to a place of satisfaction. You will have a vision. You'll write the vision down. You'll have a dream about your life. And I pray for those of you that you've lost your dreams. Your dreams were broken. And you had a dream of being happily married, and maybe that's not come to pass yet. You've got your wedding dress, or you got your suit and your tie already, but the right person, the one that you feel that the Holy Spirit has assigned for you, has not come yet. And maybe you're tired of waiting. Maybe your friends are married and getting married, and you find yourself in kind of a place of hopelessness or despair. I pray for you today. Pray that your faith fail not. And Lord, I pray for these individuals, and I just want them to know that just one divine appointment connection could just change everything. Help us to know that this time tomorrow, everything could change. And so may we not despair, but may we be encouraged today. So I pray for those whose dreams have not come true, and I pray for those whose dreams have been broken. It appeared that everything was going well, and then something happened. There was a divorce, or there was a death, or there was a loss of income, or there was a termination of the job, or you went bankrupt in your business. I don't know what happened, But I pray for you today. I pray that your faith fail not. I pray right now that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life today. I pray for the business people today. I pray for those of you that are in business. I pray that God will prosper you and bless your business, that he'll give you the right employees, the right partners. I speak blessings upon you now. And I pray for those that your business is barely surviving. I ask that God breathes life in you and that you have a new vision for your business. I pray for those of you that have suffered bankruptcy and something has happened to your business. And I pray for you. And it may be that you feel like you're going to business again. And I, you know, the Bible says a righteous person will fall down seven times, get up again. So why not? Why not start again? And those of you maybe that feel like you need to sell your business, I pray for you that you'll get a good price out of your business. Maybe there's another season coming. And may we know when one season ends and another season begins. And there may be some of you that feel like, you know, I'm coming to the end of a season in my life. And, you know, it is possible to run past the finish line. And so it may be that that I'm coming to the end of a season, and help me know how to finish. And may I finish not weak, but may I finish strong. So I pray right now for these individuals today that are coming to the end of a season. They believe that a season is about finished, and sometimes it takes a little while for good completion. But I pray that you'll finish strong. I pray that you'll finish well. And, you know, the Bible said, who did hinder you that you did not finish well, finish strong? So I just declare that that you are going to finish strong. And I pray that you'll make a successful transition. And one of the most dangerous times we know is between assignments during that transition period. And I declare that if you are in between seasons, you've come to the close of one season, and you are waiting or you are preparing to enter a new season, I pray for you today. I pray that you'll make a successful transition, that God will give you a safe transition, a safe journey into the next area, arena of your life. So I pray for you for a good, strong finish today. In the name of Jesus, I pray for those of you that are sick today and you need healing, you need a miracle, or maybe you have a member of your family that needs healing. Today, I'm going to, in just a little while, I'm going to take communion with you. In fact, I've got my communion open here, and in just a few moments, I'm just going to take communion with you. And so I'm going to, but before, while you're preparing your communion, now if you're going down the road, we know that it's not going to be possible. But if you are not going down the road in your car radio, or if you're not walking down the street with your other radio, then your radio in your pocket or your purse, then or in your hand, then I'm going to be having communion with you. But right now, I want to pray for those of you that are sick and you need healing, you need a miracle. And so I'm just going to believe that God is going to give you a miracle today. And I want to read some scriptures. And then I'm gonna pray for the sick, and then we're gonna have communion together. If you can find your bread, your crackers, your juice, and then we're going to have some healing. But I want to read some scriptures. Here's Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So some of you, God has begun to heal you, but he's not completed it yet. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him, given him a name. This is Philippians 2, 9 and 10. God has highly exalted him, given him a name which above every name, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those things on earth and those under the earth. So I declare we're going to pray in the name of Jesus. So I'm just going to pray that God will heal you and touch you right now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray right now in the name of the Lord. I pray for those who are sick today, those who are in pain, those who are afflicted. And I pray that people all across America, different nations of the world, will join me right now praying for those who are sick, afflicted, maybe in their hospital, maybe at home. But we stand on James 5:15, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. We stand on 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We declare Psalms 103, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. We stand on Psalms 107, he sent his word and healed them, delivered them from their destructions. We stand on Romans 8:37. This was Jean's scripture when she was healed of cancer 2004. My wife was healed of cancer. You probably heard her testimony the other day. Yet in all these things we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. But despite all this, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us enough to die for us. That's from the Living Bible. So I just pray right now in Jesus' name for those who need healing today. In Jesus' name, I have my bottle of anointing oil here in my broadcast studio, and I'm just going to take my anointing oil right now, and I'm just going to lay it on my hands on the system that is sending this broadcast to you. I've got some systems, and I'm laying my hands. I know this may sound a little foolish to some of you guys, but anyhow, it's just an act of faith. Since I can't touch you, I'm even laying hands on my microphone and anointing my microphone with oil in the name of Jesus. So just laying hands on you, you just reach out and touch your computer or touch your smartphone or your car radio, and I'm just going to agree in prayer for you right now in Jesus' name. Receive your healing now in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just believe. We believe right now for your healing power to flow in Jesus' name. I want you to pray with me today for Pastor Bob Schaefer, one of my prayer partners, mighty man of God, who's recovering from back surgery. I want you to pray for a pastor's wife by the name of Anna Kinzer, Ollie Kinzer's wife, Pastor Ollie Kinzer's wife, Liberal, Kansas. I want you to pray for my friend in England. I want you to pray for Margaret, who's in pain. I pray that you would pray for Margaret, and we just speak healing over you now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just receive your healing. Just accept it now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody praise God with me today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, honor your name. Father God, we magnify you, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Father God, we bless you and honor you and thank you. You're such a good God, awesome God, mighty God, right here on BPN Radio. Oh, thank you, Lord. Feel the power of the Holy Spirit ministering to people even now. Receive your healing now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want to pray now for those of you who need healing in your marriage. Healing in your marriage. Satan has come to destroy. The Bible says a thief cometh not but to steal, kill, to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. So, Father, I just pray right now in Jesus' name. I pray right now in Jesus' name for those that need healing in their marriage. I bind the spirit of divorce that's taking place all over America. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now for healing, healing virtue, healing power to flow through every marriage in Jesus' name. I know there may be wives out there who proclaim, my husband will never change, but you just have to believe. You just have to believe that God is answering your prayer. So I pray for your marriage. I pray for wives whose husbands are having affairs with another woman or other women. She just says, I just feel like I can't take it anymore. I pray, Lord, for his salvation. I pray for his salvation. I pray for healing and restoration of that marriage in Jesus' name. I pray for that wife out there that who's not having a strong relationship with her husband, has not had for a long time. And there's been no fulfillment. There's been no romance. And there's somebody on the job that is paying a lot of attention to her and making her feel good about herself. And there's some temptation going on to turn aside from her marriage vows. And I pray, Lord, that you will deliver her from this evil, from this temptation, and that she would not fall into this act of adultery. I pray for her, Father God, that her faith fails not. Lord, heal marriages, I pray, in Jesus' name. Why don't you just pray right now for your husband, for your wife? Would you just do that? Pray for your companion. And, you know, I just want to pray for your husband and just say, how long has it been since you've taken flowers to your wife? Why don't you just take a flower, take a bouquet of roses to your wife? That's good. That's good. For a guy that's been married for 53 years, you could probably receive that counsel. Father, we pray for these marriages in Jesus' name. Pray for your companion right now. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Healing and restoration. I pray for those who have been sick for a long time and they feel like, hey, there's no hope. And I've just been sick for so long. I've prayed for so long. My pastor's daughter's been in a semi-coma now for over 10 years, more like 14 years. And he's been a faithful man, he and his wife. And yet it just appears that that there's no healing, but we know there is. It's in motion. And so we just know that one touch from the King, just one touch can just change everything. One of my spiritual sons, Godfrey Bertel, is going to sing this song, One Touch, just one touch from the King. And then I'm going to be back to have communion with you, if you can do that. And so I'll be back in a moment. Well, that's the wrong song. It's Just One Touch from the King. We're going to get that one from Godfrey Bertel, and then I'll be back to pray with you.
God has stretched out to heal us the sun, Lord. The sun, Lord. The sun, Lord. Changes everything. Just one. wasteland. A deep darkness on the people. But a light is shining and then the dark can't understand. Light of the world, King Jesus. Do you know him? Do you really know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Just one touch from the King changes.
Well, Father, I just agree. I just agree right now. Just one touch of the King is going to change everything. So I set myself in agreement right now, praying for these people in Jesus' name that need this healing power, that need this miracle in their life. I just pray for them right now in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Amen and amen. Amen and amen and amen. And so we're going to take communion right now if you're ready. And you said, well, I've never taken communion over a radio broadcast. Well, we're just going to do it anyhow. And we just trust that if you don't have your elements, you can just pray along with us. So I have my bread in my hand. And I'm reading from 1 Corinthians. I'm reading 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And so here we go. Are you ready for this? 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And beginning with verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So I just say, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It's for my healing, my wife's healing, my children, grandchildren's healing. Thank you, brother, by your stripes, for the beatings you bore, for the lashes which fell on your back. We're completely healed. We believe and we receive. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought us forgiveness, washed us from every sin. We thank you that your blood has made us righteous. And as we drink, we celebrate, partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. Thank you, Jesus. We love you because you first loved us. Let us take of the wine or the juice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Why don't you just spend a little few moments in His presence right now, just basking in His presence, thanking Him for your healing, thanking Him for your salvation in the Holy Spirit, for eternal life, for the hope that makes not ashamed. I feel the Holy Spirit right now. Why don't you just spend some time waiting in His presence, worshiping Him. Let's worship Him. For He is worthy, worthy, worthy. He is worthy. Just worship Him today as you do that. Just worship you, Lord. We magnify you. I thank Courtney Vandiver for providing the worship music for us today. And thank you for being a part of BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer network. And I want you to tell somebody about the program, if you will. And we're praying. Every day we're praying. We're agreeing together, and, you know, this is the hour of power, the hour that can make a difference, can make a change in your life. Tell somebody about it, and you can listen to this radio prayer broadcast anytime, day or night, around the world. And if your city is not praying with me, because I believe in God for 1,000 cities, you can go to our prayer map, and the map is on letspray.america.com. Letspray.america.com. And when you get on there, you can see the map, M-A-P. You can click on there and go to our map and see if your city is represented. And if your city is not represented, then you can sign up and not only pray with us, but get your city represented. And that will be an awesome, awesome thing. If you would sign your city up and say, my city is praying with Dale Gentry, and we are a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. We are one of 1,000 cities. We have about 700 cities that are praying with us right now. And we're so excited about that. But we are believing for a prayer center. And it may be in a church. It may be on campus. It may be in a business. But we're believing for a prayer center in every one of these cities. And we're believing for a prayer leader in every one of these cities. So I want you to help me pray for cities across America. You know, Jesus prayed for his city. He prayed for Jerusalem. And the Bible says in Jeremiah 29 that we need to pray for our city, because if we can pray for peace for our city, then in that peace in our city, we will have peace. So I just want to call out some cities all across America, and let's pray for these cities. As I call the name, why don't you just pray for that city, Wellington, Florida. Lord, today we pray for Wellington, Florida, for the people there, in Jesus' name. We pray right now for Robinson, Illinois. Would you help me pray for Robinson, Illinois today? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Would you help me pray for Mount Pleasant, Iowa? Father, in Jesus' name, we pray today for Mount Pleasant, Iowa. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would send revival, spiritual awakening there. Would you help me pray right now for Long Beach, Mississippi? Father, we pray for Long Beach, Mississippi this morning, today, this afternoon, tonight, in Jesus' name. We pray for Jinx, Oklahoma. Lord, we ask for revival in Jinx, Oklahoma. In the name of Jesus, would you help me pray right now for LaPorte, Texas? Father, we pray for revival of spiritual awakening in LaPorte, Texas. We pray for Citrus Heights, California. Would you help me pray for Citrus Heights, California, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Would you help me pray for Coconut Creek, Florida? Father, we pray for Coconut Creek, Florida. We pray for cities. Why don't you pray for your city right now? Cities all across America, all across this nation. And people that are praying outside of America, would you send us your city so we'll know that you are praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening? What am I believing for? I'm believing for revival, a spiritual awakening in 1,000 cities. And what is revival? Revival is anything that you need it to be, want it to be. Revival is people coming to know Jesus, turning their lives around, setting them free from the powers of darkness. Revival is people being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Revival is people coming back to Jesus, the backslider coming home. Revival is people that are getting their lives right, repenting to their wives and renewing their marriage vows, whatever you need it to be. So we're believing for that. It's been a great privilege and opportunity being here with you today. And if you'd like to support this broadcast, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com, and there's a place that you can donate. We'll be back tomorrow. I want you to tell your friends about the prayer broadcast. You can listen to this broadcast anytime, day or night. We're so thankful for Michael Schonborn, who produces this broadcast every day. We're very thankful and grateful, and thank you. You have a wonderful day. I just speak blessings on you. The will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. My name is Dale Gentry. It's been a joy being here with you. I'm very thankful and grateful.
Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night.